This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You've made the commitment.
You caught the vision.
You want your family to serve God.
But sometimes it's hard to put feet on that vision. Hey, Hal, do visions have feet?
Shh. How do you get from principle to practice?
What do you need to know about the issues affecting your family?
How do you apply God's Word in the 21st century?
Let's talk about it.
This is Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young.
Well, hello, welcome. This is Hal Young.
And Melanie Young.
And we welcome you to the program. You know, every year it seems we hear more and more homeschoolers talking about starting a business. I mean, and sometimes it's a family business. We'd like to be free from the corporate grind. Sometimes it's a micro business for the teenagers. But either way, it's a topic of discussion.
You know, several years ago, we heard of a remarkable program aimed at teaching high school students the basics of running a business. Very practical. Mm-hmm. How to start one, how to succeed with one, how to keep an eye on doing the right thing, not just making the most profit.
Yeah. And, you know, we've sent four of our sons through this program. And, you know, all four of them have really developed a spirit of entrepreneurship.
I mean, I'll say.
They're all active in our family business. They all have business endeavors of their own going on.
Several of them have multiple businesses going.
Yeah. And it's everything from freelance journalism and graphic design to product design and manufacturing, working in marketing and sales. They're doing all kinds of things because they've realized that they can take the initiative. They can get out. They're not just slaves to a system of finding an employer and attaching on.
But they can find something to do that's valuable to the rest of the world and market it to them.
Right. Well, I tell you what, the program we're going to talk about today, I think, was part of the groundwork that got these guys thinking this way, and we're very thankful for it. And we're thankful for our guest today, Mr. John Dodd. He's the president of the Jesse Helms Center in Wingate, North Carolina, and the founder and director of the Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge.
Welcome, John.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
John, it's an honor. Well, look, now we've got listeners from all over the country, not just our own beloved state. So can you tell us briefly, who was Jesse Helms?
Well, Senator Helms was a senator from North Carolina, was first elected in 1972, served from 1973 till 2003. He was the longest serving United States senator in North Carolina history. And he was a strong conservative, the first senator to back Ronald Reagan. In fact, many people give him credit for saving Ronald Reagan's presidential campaign in 1976. And he was reelected five times, never lost an election. And he's a man of strong convictions. But one of those strongest convictions was, you know, his belief in that the miracle of America is the free enterprise system and the opportunity that it presents to all citizens to better themselves. And so when we started the Jesse Helms Center in the 1990s, his charge to me was to develop programs for young people. And he had a real passion for young people. During his time in the United States Senate, he actually met with over 100,000 young people from North Carolina.
Wow.
Any group that was coming up from North Carolina or even other states that would, you know, call his office, said they would like to meet with him, he would go out of his way, leave the Senate floor, go have his picture taken with him, meet with him out on the Senate steps, wherever he could. In fact, I saw him, he'd see families with young people walking around the Senate, you know, the Capitol, and he would just take them under his wing and give them a private tour. He just had a real passion for young people. So when I took this job in, 20 years ago, actually, He told me, John, I want you to develop programs for young people. And what I had always worked with him in developing the financial resources to run the expensive campaigns that you know political campaigns are these days. And I had met a lot of those entrepreneurs along the way because they were the people that you know would often give to the campaigns. And I always had a passion for the. Well, I wish I could tell young people about the opportunities because I hadn't heard about it when I was young. And so we started the Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge, and to meet that command from Senator Helms to do programs for young people, teach them about the free enterprise system. And we started that in 1995, and over 7,500 graduates later, we are still going strong. And last summer we were in 5 different states, 4 different college campuses across the country.
Well, I tell you, it's been tremendous. And, you know, you've not just been a North Carolina thing. Of course, you mentioned other states, but you've actually gone abroad with this, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We were invited by the State Department back in 2003 to do programs in Uruguay under the leadership of Ambassador Martin Silverstein, who was a former board member of our board, and Assistant Secretary of State Roger Noriega, who had formerly worked for Senator Helms. Senator was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and so he had a lot of connections and friends and overseas. And we did it about 4 different times in Uruguay. Additionally, under the sponsorship of the John Templeton Foundation, we took the program to Mexico under the template of the Monterey Tech School Systems after Senator Helms went to visit Mexico as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in 2001. He was started various partnerships with people in Mexico and then in the Mexican government, and the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Commission in Mexico was a Senator Margain out of Monterey, and he invited us to bring the FELC, or what we call FELC, what the Mexicans call FELC, to Mexico, and Templeton Foundation gave us a grant to do that, because one of the programs we do in each of our FELCs is their Laws of Life essay contest. And
that's great, John. You know, one of the things I really like about FELC is it's just so practical. You know, that it teaches kids how do you go about starting a business, because they actually start a business during FELC. And, you know, so they go through the process of writing a business plan. Tell us how it all works. It's a 4-day program, right?
Well, it's actually 5 days, 4 nights.
Okay.
Yes.
And
the first day they get there, they're split into companies, and the companies select their officers, and the first thing they do is write a business plan. You know, they decide. Now, we have various activities that we've developed over the years, and they kind of choose from those different activities. But then they use real money to borrow money from the bank to develop these different businesses. And they have to develop their marketing plans, and generally they market to each other the different activities. But they do everything from A to Z that you would do in running a business over that 5-day period.
So they're actually, during the course of the week, they actually come up with goods and services to introduce that they're going to market to the other students at the camp.
Yes, exactly. And there is some marketing that if they're on college campuses, you know, that they can sell to other, if it's a refreshment team or something, somebody, other group comes by their stand, and they can sell there as well. But it's usually most of the marketing does go to each other.
You know, one of the things that I really appreciate, most homeschool families are single income and they struggle financially. And one of the things I appreciate is that you guys have raised enough money that FELC is very affordable. Can you talk about that? Because I know a lot of people are thinking, well, this is too expensive, I don't even need to listen to this. But they need to listen to this because it's very affordable.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We have, thousands of donors across the country that support the program. And the registration fee is only $125. Of course, our costs are north of $600 per student for the week, because they actually come on campus and spend the night in the dorms. We have to feed them and pay for the dorms and pay for the counselors. They're very well supervised. Each company has its own, you know, college counselor. Usually those counselors are graduates of the program. And But we do that because we have these investors who believe in the mission of what we're trying to do.
So
you know,
it's,
from around
it,
the country.
It just costs the families $125 in getting them there, right?
Oh, that, yes, that's exactly right.
You know, what a blessing. That makes it affordable for really anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the details, I mean, all the details are on our website. We actually have a special website that's called, it's just www.FELC, standing for Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge Experience. So FELCExperience.org.
Uh-huh.
Or you can find it on our website at jessehelmscenter.org. That's JesseHelmsCenter.org.
Right. So now, how large are these camps? It seemed like when our sons went through, and that's been a few years now, the camps were running around 100 students. Is that correct?
Yeah, they run around 100 students, give or take a few. You know, we like to split them into companies of 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these companies are their integral working. They work throughout the week together mm-hmm. to produce and market their products. Or, you know, we'll have other activities that they do. I mentioned the Laws of Life essay. We do a virtual trade mission where they will, again, write another business plan where they will plan an export or an import activity.
I remember, I remember one example from one of our guys coming back. He said a group had studied the concept of opening a Chick-fil-A in Moscow.
And, you know, it's interesting when they did that, the virtual trade mission, that really got our guys thinking about doing business online. And so they actually came back, purchased a business from another homeschool family, and they sell grain mills on the internet now. They have them drop shipped to people all over the world, and they run it from where, you know, we travel all over speaking, and they run it from wherever we are. And they got that, they got the idea of doing, you know, global virtual businesses that way by going through the virtual trade mission.
Yeah, it's really fascinating the activities that they will come up with, and then often we'll have international students attend the conferences here in the United States from Mexico, or several of the embassies in South America will send students as kind of rewards for, they might run an essay contest, and they'll send the winner of that to, they want to send them to the United States and get that exchange of ideas. We've developed a relationship with these different embassies. I know El Salvador sent about 4 or 5 last year, and I'm sure we've got some coming this year too. But that often helps with these international things because it gives them a feel for, you know, what it's like to work in other cultures because they have people from other cultures at the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is some diversity there in the program, you know, because of that. I know that we are preparing this for largely for a homeschooling audience, and yet it's not a homeschooling activity. You've got students from all kinds of educational venues as well as all sorts of ethnicities and demographics and all the rest, don't you?
Oh, yes. We started originally, you know, when this started in 1995, the Homeschool Network was just in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so our real target market was the public schools around North Carolina. And so we've developed a reputation with those. So strong is the fact that we're invited each year to participate in the Future Business Leaders of America. There are yearly conferences, and we do special presentations for them. And then even when they had they hosted these national Future Business Leaders of America, we also were invited to make presentations as part of that, and those fashions, they're obviously small presentations. Small, we might do a presentation on the import, you know, constitutionality of property rights. You know, why are property rights important to a free enterprise system?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to need to stop it for this segment, but if you'll stand by with us, we'd like to talk with you some more about some of the really unique aspects of what you're teaching at the Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge. We are talking with John Dodd. He's the head of this innovative business program for high school students. He's also the president of the Jesse Helms Center.
And we'll be right back after the station break.
It's not always easy having sons. Teenage boys put away a startling amount of groceries. Younger boys can be downright destructive. They're noisy, unconcerned with hygiene, and the dog has a longer attention span, or so it seems some days. If these are God's chosen gifts to us, and we believe that they are, then why does it seem so hard? How can we prepare these boys to serve God when we can barely make it through the day? Isn't there a better way? The answer is yes. Raising Real Men, Surviving, Teaching, and Appreciating Boys by Hal and Melanie Young is a practical, award-winning guide to equipping the hearts and minds of boys without breaking or losing your own. John Rosemond says, "This is just what the doctor ordered for parents who want to raise capable Christian men of character." Raising Real Men by Hal and Melanie Young. Visit it on the web at raisingrealmen.com. Brought to you by Great Waters Press.
Okay, welcome. You're joining us for Making Biblical Family Life Practical. I'm Hal.
And I'm Melanie.
And our special guest today is John Dodd. He's the president of the Jesse Helms Center in Wingate, North Carolina. He's the founder and the director of the Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge. John, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be here.
I tell you what, one of the things that impressed us about this program is it's not just about starting a business, about being an entrepreneur, about doing the business functions right, but you've got an emphasis there, which I think is pretty unique. You talk about business ethics. You talk about philanthropy. You talk about personal responsibility. I tell you what, our guys came back from one of your camps wearing T-shirts promoting delayed gratification. This is not your typical summer camp.
Oh, that was great.
You know,
no, it's not. No, I mean, you know, Senator Helms was a man of a strong character and high morality, and he believed in, you know, that we should teach young people the importance of those of things such as personal responsibility. And throughout the week, we'll have people, speakers come talk, and sometimes they'll talk just about a business-type topic, but often, you know, they will talk about their own journey and how they made it. And our most popular speakers is a fellow named Dennis Moser, one of top real estate entrepreneurs in North Carolina, and he has developed a presentation through working with us that he actually does quite a bit with other groups called the delayed gratification lifestyle, and this mm-hmm. is how he took came from nothing to be one of the top real estate entrepreneurs actually in the country, and he actually grew up in the old town of Wingate where the Helms Center is located. And first time I met him, we sat in a and looked out the window, and he pointed to a little duplex across the railroad tracks and said that's where he grew up.
Wow.
And, you know, but his whole thing is, you know, talking about how he, even when he could have afforded it, you know, they still lived in the duplex as his family did, as he was saving more money and pumping the money into his business. And that's how he became successful. And, you know, one day somebody came to him and asked him, how'd you do that? And he said, well, I have to think about it. And because he had never really realized it, but he delayed his gratification. And that's not something that's popular in our culture now. You know, everyone wants the instant gratification.
Seriously, you know, what I think all parents, though, want their kids to learn that because it's so critical. Why do you work hard in college? Why do you work hard in high school? Because you want to be able to get into college. Why do you work hard in college? Because that you're working hard now so that you can work at what you love later.
Exactly. I mean, and that's, you know, so those type of messages are you know, we try to constantly get those in to our young people. And, you know, through our speakers or through other activities that we have, such I mentioned earlier, the Laws of Life essay contest. Well, that's an essay contest that actually has a cash reward for the winners. And where you write about a value that was important to you, and it could be writing about an uncle or aunt who taught you something. Mm-hmm. You know, and it can be any type of from courage. You know, we may encourage people to talk about courage one year, but they can write about any type of character trait that they find not admirable, or that they've seen in life. And I find that it's a really touching and remarkable thing, because often the stories you hear from the young people are very personal. And, you know, we also, you know, teach them debating skills. They have to debate current issues, and certainly we'll give them topics that are that kind of reinforce the our country's founding principles and the principles that the free enterprise system is based upon. But we're really not a I wouldn't call it a, you know, an ideological camp. You know, we really, you know, if anything, you know, the ideology is that the free enterprise system is good, but we'll let you kind of learn that on your own. And in fact, one of my favorite quotes, the young man came last year, African-American from in Florida, and he said, "I came here thinking that the capitalism free enterprise system was, you know, just a ripoff of the poor, and I'm leaving realizing it's the most important and valuable, you know, economic system in the world."
And that's right.
It's really the whole thing is based on experiential learning, learn by doing.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things we've seen, and, you know, as we travel around speaking, we have a workshop that we do about personal finance where kind of the tagline is, you can teach your kids to handle money better than the government does. You know, because we see that your personal beliefs about money, about wealth, about the government's role in our lives, your personal beliefs are going to impact the way you do business.
That's right.
And if your beliefs are in line with reality, just the fact that eventually somebody's going to pay for this.
There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
If I save now, I'll have some socked away for later. You know, just some basic fundamental principles like that. Oftentimes it seems that our policymakers lose track of those things.
That's true.
Oh, that's quite the case too often. And you know, that's where we run into problems where, you know, so, you know, we lose pro-growth policies from the government. We have policies that discourage growth, discourage personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that's destructive to the family in addition to that.
Well, it is, you know, because that whole idea that the free market, the best thing there is a seller who's freely making a decision, a buyer who's freely making a decision, will come to the right price. And the idea that we need liberty to pursue our goals, to support our families, to make decisions for ourselves, our culture's losing that. You know, I heard some college students say recently that they would gladly give up their liberty to decide what to major in and what job to work at if somebody would pay for their degree. And I thought, you're crazy. You don't understand. You don't understand what you're giving up. And so this education in how economics works is a foundational part of liberty.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, the best education is learning the, you know, by doing, and that's what we feel. You know, it's not, you know, necessarily the lecture based. Now, we'll have the lecture based as part of it, but you know, one of the things that we feel is really important is that there is a moral component to this. And we mentioned, you know, I mentioned it briefly, talked about the Laws of Life essay contest, but in all our activities, we believe that in a free market, free enterprise system, that it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. And you know that both parties win if everything is done upright and in a honest way, you know, that all transactions, it's both sides are winners. The sellers get something and they get, you know, cash or whatever they're, you know, in return from the buyers, you know, they won't get something that they want. And you know, that there should, you know, that's the way it should always be. And through that comes, you know, the free enterprise system actually creates growth. You know, since if it was a win-lose situation in each transaction, then there would be never any growth. But you know, there's a synergistic effect that takes place, and when these various, you know, transactions take place and growth takes place. And so, you know, there's a moral component to it, and we try to teach that throughout. In fact, one of the important things we teach is you know, we emphasize the importance of philanthropy, you know, giving back to others. And we do that, from the lecture base that we, you know, talks and activities. But also at the end of the week, each company competes. There's competition throughout the week. So you're competing not only for who makes the most profit in their companies, but also each debate contest, each speech contest, the essay contest, and such. And then at the end of the week, the companies will tally their how much they have made and from their different activities and then there's a point total with that, and there's a point total with the essay contest and such, and then there's, you know, winners are identified. Well, the profits then actually, you know, the companies each have a choice what they do with their profits. And their choices are based, you know, if they want to keep their profits, then, you know, they'll have to pay a nice little hefty tax to to the government. However, they could, if they have, you know, charity they'd like to give it to, or they can do that.
You know, John, I have a funny story about that. A few years ago, two of our sons were at Felk, and their company was one that our boys voted to give the profits to a charity. But they were outvoted by the rest of the company who wanted to keep the money. And our guys were just mortified. And they came home, they were just mortified that their company had decided to do that. I said, you know what? This is important, though. Because if it's not voluntary, it's not charity.
Exactly.
And so I really appreciate that you did that, although it embarrassed our guys because they wanted to be able to give.
Well, usually it's not. That is a very unusual case. In fact, in recent years, we started a new third option. And through the website called Kiva, KIVIA.org, we have started an account where we invest. We allow and encourage the companies to put their money invested at Kiva.org. And this is a microfinance organization that invests in entrepreneurs all over the world.
Oh, that's great.
With small, short-term loans. And this is something that your audience could do on their own. You know, set up an account with $100 or $50 and loan to a taco, you know, salesman and it has a little taco stand in Mexico or Guatemala, and then in 6 months that money's paid back and it rolls back in the account and you can reloan it again. And, you know, at the current, I think we are over $10,000 in our account.
Wow.
That is great.
At this point, and it's been rolling all around the world, helping people start little businesses. In the meantime, you know, we track all our graduates, students, you know, of the program. They'll track it on the Facebook, and when a couple thousand dollars comes up, you know, we will Kiva will let us know, well, these countries are available to invest in. Where would you like to invest in? And we'll put that out on our Facebook page, so it's very, you know, it's still an educational project. It also allows us to keep in touch with the young people once they've been through the program, but it helps reinforce those same values that we've been talking about this whole time.
Well, that's a great thing, and you know, I know that I've visited some of those developing countries, and a $1,000 loan can get somebody started in business in some of those little countries, and you know, just that initial leg up is all it takes to get them started. You know, we were privileged to go to Jamaica once, and that country was full of people that were entrepreneurs. You know, if you had no money, you offered yourself as a walking tour guide. If you had a little bit of money, you had a grass hut and you braided hair, or you sold stuff that you bought from a craftsman back in the hills that couldn't interact with the tourists. And it was just remarkable to see that spirit of, you know, we're going to hustle, we're going to go get this, we're going to make our way through this world. And you know, I really appreciate the kind of lessons that our guys brought back from this program. We've been talking with John Dodd, and he heads up this innovative program. It's billed as a business camp for high schoolers, but it's so much more. It's a camp about business ethics, about responsibility, about the morality of money. And it's a fantastic program. It's sponsored by the Jesse Helms Center in Wingate, North Carolina. John, how can they get more information about this?
Well, if they would just go to our webpage, www.felcexperience.org, mm-hmm. or our regular webpage, which is just www.jessehelmscenter.org, mm-hmm. and go to programs, and you'll learn the different locations that we're in. We're at Campbell, Wingate Universities in North Carolina, Palm Beach Atlantic in Florida, Hillsdale College in Michigan, mm-hmm. and I'm pleased to tell your audience that we are in the process of developing an FELC online program that
Great.
We hope will come up, be online come this fall, where actually the homeschool community could take advantage of FELC from wherever they are across the country. And that's one of the target audience that we're developing this program for. So we received some grant money to do that, and we are in the process of developing that program. But I think it'll be very good for the homeschool community, and it'll be able to allow us to bring the program directly into their houses and their different groups that meet But we, encourage you to go onto our website, and we still have openings at some, particularly the ones in North Carolina.
Great.
And in Michigan, I think we may be on the Florida may have a wait list.
Okay.
But please go on those websites and check it out.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, John. We've been talking to John Dodd of the Jesse Helms Center and the Free Enterprise Leadership Challenge summer program for high school students. I cannot encourage you enough. This is something your children ought to be involved in. We've had four of our sons go through it. It was a fantastic experience, and it helped make them the entrepreneurs that they are today. Yep. Now,
so we do appreciate you joining us. You've been listening to Making Biblical Family Life Practical. I'm Hal Young.
And I'm Melanie Young.
Thank you so much. We hope you'll join us again next week as we talk about applying the truths of the Bible to the 21st century family.
You can find this program at halandmelanie.com/radio. Join us on the web at raisingrealmen.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/raisingrealmen. See you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young. If you found this program interesting, challenging, and encouraging, why not join us on the web at halandmelanie.com. That's HalandMelanie.com. Or follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook/HalandMelanie or Facebook.com/RaisingRealMen. This program is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Join us next week when we'll be back to talk about making biblical family life practical. Until then, thank you and God bless you for listening.